10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
I remember opening a book called The Road Less Traveled many, many, many moons ago. And it read right in the beginning, life is difficult. And yes, it is. And downsizing and moving is not exempt from being difficult at all. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio, and we meet again. If you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and click that Listen Live button right there on our homepage. In fact, you can listen to any of our shows on our website. We do podcast them with a blog shortly after we air, and we list our guest information right in under that blog, so you can listen 24/7 to Aging Info Radio. Well, you know, moving is a challenge for everyone at any age, and the older we get, the more difficult it can be. And, you know, we may have items or valuables. We don't know what their worth is. We may have too much stuff, and the thought of it all becomes very overwhelming. I have expert guests who will be joining me today to talk about this and give us some insight and hopefully relief about the entire process. Process, that is, right? Well, my first guest is Jordan Kagan. He is from a family-owned 50-year-old business, and Jordan is a man who will tell you what your valuables are worth and with integrity. Welcome, Jordan, to Aging Info Radio.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you, Sue, for inviting us.
Your company, I mean, your family got started a long time ago in this area.
Correct.
Give us a real brief background there.
My father, Vern Kagan, owned Smart Jewelers for over 50 years. He created it, and about 6 months later, his brother joined him, and they were located on the north side of Chicago and in Lincolnwood for 50 years. Their specialty was watches. Became known for many years, for decades, as the place to go for a nice watch. Upon his retirement a few years ago, we created Kagan & Company because we felt there was a real void out there where people that had things of value that they no longer wanted could go or turn to. So the bulk of what we handle is sterling silver. Typically, it's that flatware set or a tea set maybe someone got at their wedding in the 50s or 60s. And we see all the time where it hasn't seen the light of day in a decade or two, but they had no idea where to turn to. As you said in the introduction, so many times it's a stressful moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as they're thinking of downsizing, it might be an heirloom, but they know none of their kids want it. And it's often easy to put something to the side, harder to deal with it. But when you do deal with it, it becomes less of a burden for someone's kids or their relatives. And we've seen situations where a loved one passed away, and they lived in their last house for 40 or 50 years.
And they have so much stuff. And not only do they have stuff, they have dusty stuff. The stuff has not been taken out of cabinets for years. I think this is a really, like you said, your company started this because there was a huge void. People were not addressing it. People don't know the value of it. So when you get a call from a client, and I'm sure, let's take the area of precious metals.
Okay.
Because we've seen, you know, When I say precious metals, you hear this all the time. Oh, I have precious metals, they're worth a lot. I think they're not worth a lot, or that. What are those objects? Just so that we're talking on the same about the same things.
Well, you have a couple things. First, precious metals could often be referred to as gold.
Mm-hmm.
Pure gold is 24 carats, so you're never going to see jewelry made out of that. It would be too soft. You could literally easily bend it in your hand. So 24 carats. Pure gold, but it could be jewelry 10 carat, 14 carat, 18 carat. It could be broken. It could be broken chain, an old ring, out of style. It doesn't matter. It still has value. Plus, you have sterling silver, so that's flatware or tea set, candlesticks, candelabras. Gold and silver, along with platinum are probably approximately quadruple in value today what they were 14 years ago in the beginning of 2000. So now is a great time to take these items that might no longer be used, might be out of style, not enjoyed anymore, and think about turning it into money.
Yes, if you're not knowing what these valuables are worth, you want to call Jordan Kagan at Kagan & Company. Jordan's phone number is 847-897-5781. That's 847-897-5781. I mean, Jordan, I think that's a real gray area. People have stuff in their house. And, I mean, I actually heard something very interesting recently that in the next 15 years, there's going to be a lot of four-bedroom homes on the market with the baby boomers, the 78 million baby boomers. I mean, there's going to be a huge market because the kids are not wanting to buy these homes. And not only that, these homes are filled with stuff. So
lots of stuff.
So there's not going to be a place for all the stuff. And then people's houses may sit on the market for a long time. So if you have anything of value or you think it's valuable, you want to call Jordan Kagan and have him give you his expertise advice, right?
Correct.
Expert advice.
You know, and some of the items that were very valuable 40 or 50 years ago, maybe like your brand new, your china that cost thousands of dollars when you got it, as people don't entertain like they used to, it might not be quite in demand like it was at one point. You know, my competitors that might buy silver or gold and they melt everything down that comes through their hand. In 2013, we took about 100 flatware sets and found new homes for them all over the country. So there still are people that entertain with a tea set or a flatware set. And if someone has been holding back thinking it's just going to become a pile of liquid sterling silver, it's not always the case.
So you find a home for these items,
too?
In
many cases, yes.
That's interesting. Is there a call for that, a huge demand for it?
It's definitely much less than it used to be, but it doesn't mean that there aren't people in this country that entertain with sterling silver and look for it. And, you know, a sterling silver can be repolished, made to look like brand new, and someone could buy it for a small fraction of the price if it was brand new at, you know, a major department store like Neiman Marcus or Bloomingdale's or Macy's today.
You know, I don't find a lot of companies that do what you do. I mean, they're not, you know, all over the place.
Correct.
Who do you view as your competitor?
You know, one breath I could say anyone else that buys gold or silver as a competitor, that could be 3,000 jewelry stores, that could be the Cash for Gold store or the hotel buying event, you know, where some out-of-towner comes in for the day, rents a room, and it's almost like they're putting a gun to your head because if you don't make a decision that day, they're gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I only, you know, what I think often will set us apart too, we go throughout Chicagoland. We also do home appointments. Often that sterling silver flatware set and that big wooden chest or the tea set, it could weigh 20, 30 pounds. And the people that we often are dealing with, which might be 60, 65 plus, that baby boomer generation is our typical client. It's pretty hard for many of these people to take that, put it in their trunk or their car, and drive around to find out what it's worth. You know, so we often are very happy to go to someone's house and get them a free evaluation. Especially with how this last winter has been, you know, doing business in the warmth and comfort of your own home.
It's a convenience, or it can be. And they can also come to your office if they so choose. And your office is located in
Northbrook. Right off the Edens Expressway near Dundee Road. And there's sometimes people have a safety deposit box filled with coins. And we've even met people at a bank, too. You know, we also deal with our background in watches. So lots of Swiss watches, too. You know, it doesn't even have to be working, you know, condition. You know, when we start talking about these valuables, condition isn't always super important to determine if it still has value. Watches, jewelry, sterling silver flatware. You know, condition isn't always a major factor.
I think, truthfully, Jordan, people do not know that Kagan and Company exists. That's why you're on Aging Info Radio.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's very important that people realize there is a place for these items, possibly, or that there's monetary value, right?
Absolutely. And I think it's also important for the people that know most about what has been in their house for the last decade, 20 years, 40 years, to deal with it themselves, because they know what they have. Their kids or their relatives that might inherit it or get the headache after they're gone don't know anything about it. And we've heard of where the whole house has been emptied and everything put to the street and thrown away.
Or family warfare shows up and people are fighting over stuff that may be of value, may not be. I'm here with Jordan Kagan. He is the owner of Kagan & Company. His phone number is 847-897-5781. Jordan, I'm sure you have many, many stories, and we're going to catch some of those when we get back here. Change that dial. You want to stay right here with Aging Info Radio. We will be right back.
You live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites, Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and I'm here with Jordan Kagan. If you have valuables and you do not know what their worth is, he is the man to call at 847-897-5781. And Jordan, I just mentioned a word right before break called family warfare. You must see this because you work with families and knowing, you know, finding out what the value of stuff is or not. What do you suggest here? How can people avoid that situation happening?
Well, I think there's the before, there's the during, and there's the after. So I think a lot of times the pre-planning prevents the war afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a guy that I've worked with in the past. Our families have known each other for at least 25 years, and he's a videographer. He had worked with Steven Spielberg on the Shoah Projects, where he videotaped Holocaust survivors' stories to be retold to future generations. And he also has a passion for working with people that are older, you know, the baby boomers. And I've coined the term the last video will and testament. So it takes two approaches. One, a loved one can basically narrate their house. So if there's artwork or sculptures or different things throughout the house, they can maybe tell the story on where they got it, if it was on a trip or who it was from, where they inherited it from, but also who's going to inherit it.
Mm-hmm.
So in this way, it's not just a written document that is going to be left after someone's gone, but here it's someone's own words and pictures and a video. So hopefully things like that will prevent the family warfare. And I've seen where four kids were involved in the picture. One of them was the executor fighting the other three over a coin collection that wasn't even worth $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the three are never going to talk with the executor or their sister ever again over what was such a simple, nothing coin collection.
Goes back to the old saying, pick your battles, win your wars. Know the value of the items. This is where Jordan Kagan comes in at Kagan and Company. If you have any question about your valuables, you definitely want to call him at 847-897-5781. Jordan, I'm sure you have stories. I'm sure you hear stories and you see things that in this area, because I do believe that most people do not know where to turn.
Absolutely correct.
You must hear this, too, when they do find you.
Hear it every day that I never knew you existed, or I'm so glad my CPA, you know, my accountant referred me to you, or my realtor. You know, we love getting referrals. I think it tells something about Kagan and Company and our credibility and our integrity. Yeah, people like that, even someone, their own personal banker recommended us to sell their coins. So
referrals speak loudly. They speak loudly for any business. And in your expert area of specialty, you know, this is really, really important, because a lot of people also could probably be afraid of allowing someone to come in their home and look at their valuables.
Absolutely. That's why I'm glad I have a real office where someone can come and work around our conference room table or their house, giving people flexibility. And you also talked earlier about value, what something is worth. And I often, for insurance purposes or estate purposes, sometimes these evaluations or appraisals are so old, they're so out of date. So someone might be paying way too little or way too much, or for estate purposes, it could be significant ramifications for improper valuations. So I often will tell people, you know, if your jewelry hasn't been reappraised in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you know, shame on your homeowner's insurance agent for not reaching out to you and almost forcing you to do it. But it's better to get it reevaluated now before there's a loss and you find out you're way underinsured.
Yes. Now, what about stories? You must walk into situations where people either don't or they have no idea what they actually have.
And it goes both ways, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just yesterday I was at a woman's place, and she first said she had no idea what her flatware is worth. And within seconds, she was saying, oh, maybe $10,000. And I said, I could go buy, if you would like to double the size of your flatware set, we're not talking $10,000, but I could go find in a few seconds that same set for $4,000. You know, so it goes both ways, but I'd rather underpromise and overdeliver. I'd rather be brutally honest. So many people, you know, Mike, you know, with their valuables today, they run to eBay to see what stuff is worth. And it's commonplace. It probably happens every minute. But most people, they'll only look at what something is selling for. They won't take that extra effort to go to the left side of the eBay page, click sold, and see what something is actually sold for,
mm-hmm.
or completed listings, because something, as the old-fashioned saying goes, it's only worth what someone will pay for it.
Yes. Is that true?
Very much so.
Yes, you see that too.
Every day.
Yeah, that's the downfall of the internet. I mean, when you're able to do it, yes, but are you really getting the value that it's worth, or a fair value, or where's it going? I mean, you know, if somebody has something that they've been hanging on to that they hate to get rid of, but they know that they don't have the space for it, at least they know it's going to someone that continues with a tea set.
Correct. You know, it might be the heirloom value. It's hard to let go of something. You got it from your Aunt Sadie or whatever, you know, Sylvia, whoever, you know. You know, so I think sometimes it's you're afraid of letting go of something, embarrassed or afraid that your kids don't want it. But I've been in houses where nothing had been emptied out for 40 or 50 years, and the relatives spent an entire year to empty out a house to be able to sell it or for someone else to occupy it. And in the Chicagoland area in particular, I don't think you can own a house for less than $1,000 a month when you look at the property taxes and the electric bill and the heating, the air conditioning.
If that.
You know, so not everybody has over $10,000 to tie up just to hold on to a loved one's house.
Mm-hmm.
until they can, you know, sell it or turn it over.
Now, what are some of the myths that are around this area of, you know, selling valuables? What do you see there?
I think everyone thinks that their old jewelry and their old sterling silver, wherever they go, it's automatically going to get melted down. And I think Hagen & Company's proof that, you know, where maybe Chicago is a horrible marketplace for estate jewelry, I have a couple partners here. They travel the country selling estate jewelry, and they give it new life. So not everything gets melted down. Same thing with the sterling silver, where maybe out of 100 sets last year, only two stayed in Chicago. They ended up on the East Coast. They ended up down south. They ended up in the Great Plains. They're all over the country being used for family occasions or everyday use and being given new life. And people are really happy to get it at a very fair price, you know, compared to if they had to go out and buy it brand new.
What's another myth? Or say a barrier from people doing this, because I think a lot, you know, I also address it, people going into your home to look at your valuables. I mean, if people are senior, they're a little skeptical there right away. And like you said, they can come to your office, but there's got to be barriers there.
Absolutely. I think one, you know, you have a lot of integrity with the show that you just don't want anyone to be led on. And one of your other guests today that, you know, people will be meeting in a few minutes, Mark, you know, talked about, you know, just the connection people make, and there is the trust factor and flexibility. And some of these items, you know, just people don't even half the time know what they're worth.
Mm-hmm.
And someone might think something, you know, Mark was talking about once he went to a cash for gold store. And I hate to use the word a ripoff place, but their whole bottom line, everyone that I've come across, is how low can we buy it? And I hate to hear when it's like someone walks in there with a wooden chest of sterling silver flatware and they make like an offer of $600 and the person knows they're about to get ripped off, grabs it, is about to walk out. And the person working at the store says, hold on a sec, let me make a quick call. And all of a sudden the $600 turns into $1,100 or $1,200. You know, I hate the game where, you know, let's start low, let's come up. You know, be a straight shooter.
And what did you say? Under promise and over deliver. And once again, I'm with Jordan Kagan, the owner of Kagan & Company. Jordan's phone number is 847-897-5781. If you have valuables and you want to find out what they're worth, contact Jordan. You see this all the time where you hear stories like that all the time, meeting with clients, I bet.
Absolutely. You know, and if people want to get a better idea of our history and our background, we do have a website.
And give out your web address.
It's Kagan and Company, all spelled out, KAGANANDCOMPANY.com. And they can certainly go to our website and find out about our history. You know, so if they, you know, before they open up their door to come to us, for us to come to them or come to us, at least, you know, hopefully it'll give them some peace of mind, you know.
Well, Jordan, I completely believe in what you do, and you're a very trustworthy businessman, and you want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We have more to come with those the transition of moving when we get back. So I have two more guests. Stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We will be right back.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
ElderWorks Free Caregiver Conference is April 5th at the Accelerated Center in Northbrook. The ElderWorks Caregiver Conference is designed to help family caregivers find resources, build their network, and learn about caregiver topics that are beneficial to them. If you are a company or service supporting caregivers in the northwest suburbs of Illinois and are interested in a resource table at the ElderWorks Caregiver Conference, please call ElderWorks at 847-462-0885 for more information. That's 847-462-0885.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now for a limited time, they're offering value-priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit emeritus.com. Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to yours.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, life is not measured by its length, but by its depth. I have two more guests joining me, and we are talking about selling your valuables, downsizing, and the transition of moving today. And I have the owners of Caring Transitions, Sue and Mark Fadden. Welcome to Aging Info Radio.
Oh, it's so nice to be here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, with two of you here and so much to learn about Caring Transitions, I'll let whoever chimes in on my questions. But, you know, as a consumer, tell me a little bit about Caring Transitions and what your company does.
Well, Caring Transitions was started because we recognize that people need help going through a transition in life, and that's elder parents and then the children that are helping them. And so Caring Transition was started to help them with their personal belongings when they're going through a transition in life. So if somebody needs to downsize and move to either to a retirement community, we can move them from point A and point B, helping them with every step in the process. We can downsize them. We run estate sales. We have our own online auction business to sell items for the people to downsize them. And then we donate items to charity. We ship items off to loved ones. And then we do house cleanouts to get the house put on the market. And then we also do moving services. We do the packing. We hire movers. And then we do the unpacking at the new house and resettling. So we mirror, we sometimes take pictures of their old residence, and then we set up their new residence in a similar fashion, the way pictures were hung on a wall, the way dressers were set up in the bedroom. So then when our clients go into their new home, we bring a part of their own old home with them, and this greatly helps them with the transition.
You know, when you talk about it, it sounds like the process is really long, but I bet it's very condensed. Is that true?
You know, it can and it cannot be. Mm-hmm. What we recommend is for our clients to start the process early because that reduces stress. So thinking about later in life where they would like to live, starting that process early and then thinking about the things, the belongings they'd like to take with them. And then for the items that they don't want to take with them, start the process of downsizing. So
that's a perfect world, right, Mark?
It's a perfect world. And you know what? What's really key here, I think, is just, you know, doing this so it's on your own terms.
Right.
Instead of a health concern comes up where it's forced upon people, it's best to start the process early so that they're in control. And then again, when you said it can be a short period, that's where a health concern comes up or something else comes up that forces people to do. And obviously that's not what we like to see, but we help our clients in both scenarios.
And what do you see? I mean, with everything progressing and people becoming more aware that they need to plan this, are you seeing anything where people are starting to do that more often or really look at it?
I think it's on everyone's mind. And I mean, as we have an aging population, you know, I think generations move together on certain things. And as baby boomers become older, I mean, I think, and that's a really large generation in our society. You know, I think that's being talked about more.
Yeah, probably I have a golden rule, bag in, a bag out. That's, you know, one item in, one item out. Don't collect and make sure it doesn't collect dust. What do you see here, Sue?
Pretty much the same, I'd say. I think a lot of people, I would say the overwhelming majority of the people, their desire is to stay in their home, I think, as long as they can. So I think a lot of people don't probably start the process as early as they should. But it's great that we're here talking about it in that and just a little, even starting a family conversation about just, it can be down the road, but just little conversations along the way, I think, just help to get the ball rolling, which
is good. I say with everything, baby step it. Make sure you're doing just little baby steps. If not, it can become overwhelming or you're caught off guard. And once again, I'm here with Sue and Mark Fadden. They are the owners of Caring Transitions. Their phone number is 630-352-0754. EstateMoveHinsdaleIL.com is their website. And you can get in touch with either one of them and find out all the details of what they do. It sounds like you guys have you're able to take anybody from living where they're at and downsize them to in any way they want, if they want to sell everything, even at an estate sale.
And that's correct. I mean, we can do the whole process from moving them from point A to point B, or we can get hired for just any component of that. Some people just hire us for having an estate sale. Some people just hire us for doing the packing. Some people just hire us to ship items off to loved ones that they want to give away or donate things to charity. So we can do everything in that process, or we can just do one piece of the pie.
One area. Now, are you, I know that you're involved in the moving aspect. Are you certified in certain areas as company owners?
Yes. We have a designation. It's called Certified Relocation Transition Specialist. Mm-hmm. See, it's a long thing to say, but it's called CRTS. And then, Sue, you also have a different designation.
And we're going to catch that right when we get back here from break. And we're going to talk more with Caring Transitions with Sue and Mark. This is Aging Info Radio. Stay right here, and we will be right back.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com. CareConnector.com.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at ChooseCherries.com or go to AgingInfoRadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best. Drink Nature Blessed.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, we are talking about downsizing, selling your valuables, moving, and all, you know, all that can become very overwhelming. I have Sue and Mark Fadden with me. They're the owners of Caring Transitions. And Sue, we were talking about certification, and you're both certified. Is there any other thing in that area or something else that we should know that, you know, if people are going to call you, oh, is there licensing here?
Yeah. Yeah, as Mark mentioned before break, all of the Caring Transitions offices, we're all CRTS certified as Certified Transition and Relocation Specialists. There's also other designations that we can achieve. One of them is the CSA, which is a Certified Senior Advisor, which gives us lots of information and able to help seniors and help guide them if we can.
And are you insured? And you have to be insured and bonded, I would think, to go into other homes.
That's correct. All of our offices are also licensed, bonded, and insured.
Well, all of those little details matter, but there's a really big distinction here. Both of you are CPAs, which means the bottom line, you're very good at this because cost does matter.
It does. It does.
I mean, your past life has to come into play here.
Yeah, it means that we're an exciting couple as well.
Oh, is that what it means?
But no, that's true. I mean, we are CPAs. We know business well. We know how to provide value. We know the importance of keeping costs down as well.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely matters because this is a fairly competitive business, what you're doing. Now, I'm a family member, and I'm calling 630-352-0754. Ring, ring, ring. Hello there.
Hi, Career Transitions. How can we help you?
Oh.
What we first want to find out is what the situation is and why you're calling.
So as a family member, I'm sure you do get these calls. A family member says, you know, we need to sell the house that, you know, somebody that we loved lived in. They're no longer with us. And how do we go about this? I mean, do you get those kind of calls?
We do, you know, and it's really engaging the caller and finding out as much information as we possibly can. Why are they calling? What needs to be done? And really, we're kind of project-based. So we want to find out what's the project that needs to happen, what's the goal that wants to be achieved, and then what's the time frame that it has to be done in. All those are very important information. And then what we do is we set up a time to come out and do a consultation in the home. So if there's a lot of things that need to be downsized, a lot of things to be sold, we immediately set up a time to go out there and take a look for ourselves.
I would think that family members and even homeowners in this process are completely different in the beginning than at the end.
It's very true. I mean, as anybody can imagine, going through a move or going through a downsizing is very stressful. And as we work with a lot of people who are older, they lived in their house 30 years or more. And over that time period, they've accumulated so many personal belongings. So they feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, that's where do I start? You know, I've always heard sort out 3 piles, start there.
Well, you know what? And we have strategies to use. in that regard. And sometimes it's just a matter of starting somewhere, either picking a room, or if somebody is a collector, start with a certain collection. And what we find is that if you just start somewhere and get the ball rolling, it's kind of like a train. And once that train starts moving, somebody might be pensive about moving forward with moving or downsizing. But once we start somewhere, that train gets rolling, and then people jump in, and we're on our way.
And it just works. I mean, I'm sure, too, there are things on the horizon that are making the moving process easier because everything progresses through time. I mean, is this happening?
Well, you know, one thing about the free market system is that, you know, it meets demand that's out there and that's around us. And as baby boomers get older and more people are going through transitions, you know, the marketplace meets that. And we see retirement communities right now that they're actively engaged in helping people move, which is new, mm-hmm. and to bring in and work with people like us to help the people that might be moving into a retirement community. And then we also see realtors that have just a special designation to help seniors. It's called SERS. Mm-hmm. And so we partner with realtors that have that training and designation.
You know, I would think that once someone does get through the process, I mean, they feel a little lighter, and not to say this in a fluffy way, but I mean, people don't feel so heavily burdened down by their belongings because they were in overwhelm and they didn't know what to do or how to call Sue and Mark Fadden at 630-352-0754.
And you know what we see is once we've downsized people and they've moved and we go and visit our clients after they're moved in and settled, it's just a complete difference. Smiles on their faces, they're very happy, they're very relieved, they feel confirmed in the decision that they've made to move. And then, you know, a lot of our clients, we move into retirement communities, and you can just tell, just not having the burden of having to take care of a large house mm-hmm. any longer, it's like a weight being lifted off their shoulders.
Yeah, you kind of look at the future and you think, where will the baby boomers be when all of this progresses in time, right?
That's right.
I mean, you must see a whole lot, too. Well, I'm going to ask you for your words of wisdom for downsizing. And when we get back here from break, I mean, I'm sure there's just some little tips that you can give us, one or two, to make the whole process a little bit easier on everybody, including the families. I mean, when people don't downsize or don't work in sync with the families, there's a lot, like I said, family warfare can show up. Stay right here on Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back with Sue and Mark Fadden from Caring Transitions. Their website is statemovehinsdaleil.com. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back. When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Stressed, tired, and worn out? You must be a caregiver. If you are a caregiver or if you know someone taking care of a loved one, please attend ElderWorks Free Caring for the Caregiver Conference on April 5th at the Accelerated Center in Northbrook. The Free ElderWorks Caregiver Conference is designed to help family caregivers find resources, build their network, and learn about caregiver topics that are beneficial to them. For more information, call ElderWorks at 847-462-0885 or visit ElderWorks.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Susan Wacky, and we've been talking about the daunting task of selling valuables, downsizing, and moving today. And I'm here with Sue and Mark Fadden. They are the owners of Caring Transitions. And Caring Transitions has 10 locations. They cover the entire greater Chicagoland area. And Mark, give us your words of wisdom today.
Well, you know, a lot of our clients, they move from a large house down to a really small area, and so they can't take everything. So we have them pick one item that represents a group of a certain type of collection, and then also take pictures of things they don't take with them, and then have a video picture frame. So it kind of keeps the memory in their new location.
That's a great idea. Well, thank you both for joining me today on Aging Info Radio. And what you do, you definitely make lives easier with the daunting task of downsizing and moving.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And let's see, if you are close to 62 years old, you may already know that at 62, you become eligible for Social Security. And this age may or may not be best for your situation. You need to contact John O'Connor. He is a safe money man. He will meet with you and show you many things that you probably, most likely, do not know about Social Security. Call 847-274-2681. And let's see, my paws pooch this week is Roxy, a female 5-month-old terrier mix. She is so cute. Go to aginginforadio.com and click on the paws logo and check out Roxy or call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. Do that right now. And of course, Roxy is waiting with her paws crossed. Yes, Daisy May, that is Roxy. And if you would like to hear a show on a specific topic or that we would source the expert guests on, please email us at info@aginginforadio.com. And today's show and all of our past shows are up on podcast. You can listen to them 24/7. You do not have to download them. You can just listen to the pod. And all of our guests' pictures will be up, their contact information and a blog. So check that out at aginginforadio.com. We also have pages for our expert partners, and these are companies that are the best or some of the best in the Chicagoland area. And we also now have an email list. And I don't know about you, but I am inundated with emails, and we will not do that to you. We send you one email per week. And that email will list our show coming up and all of our guests. You will get it later in the week and only one per week. So sign up on our homepage. I want to thank my guests today, Jordan Kagan. And Jordan's phone number is 847-897-5781. He is the owner of Kagan & Company. And Sue and Mark Fadden, owners of Caring Transitions at 630-352-0754. Their website is estatemovehinsdaleil.com. All of this will be posted on our website. And thank you to my expert partners, Debbie Schreiner here, my programmer. I am Susan Wacky, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school, and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program, and it was pretty fun.
You are